The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
620, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So as we go forward here, we're going to do an examination of what happened in Maine during the election and also some of the bills that are being put forward by the new legislators. But with Maine struggling and the rest of the country struggling, the rest of the country chose to change things up and Maine decided to support the people that had created the struggle. And I've been trying to figure it out. It's been a little over a month now since the election. I've been trying to figure out why that disconnect occurred. That, I mean, I hear it every day. Every day when I wake up on the text line, the McVetty's Hearth and Home text line, excuse me, that I'm struggling. I don't know what we're going to do. If it's really cold this year, we're not going to be able to heat our home properly. We just don't have the money because of the high cost of this, the high cost of that. Our wages have not kept up with expenses. And then many people have been saying, as they're beginning to learn now, because this was something that, while it was out there, it wasn't widely out there, that you're about to absorb a new tax out of your paycheck on January 1st. Today is the 10th, so about 21 days from now, you'll have the luxury of having the state government take a tax out of your paycheck, which is going to make it a little more difficult for you. And I've been trying to figure out just exactly what happened here in Maine. Why did the rest of the country figure out that real and necessary change was needed and Maine did not? And I think the answer, frankly, lies in a couple of things. One, there was a failure of the Maine Republican Party to be able, and I think it was due to a lack of resources, necessary resources, to be out there doing some of the work that sometimes candidates really should not be doing. You know, you had a couple of incumbents like Shelley Pengree and Angus King that are pretty entrenched, and that those are hard roads. There's no doubt about it. For whatever reasons, and I haven't figured out, is the media is in love with Angus. I know he's good for an interview. I get that. And he's a pleasant guy and he's, you know, a gentleman and blah, blah, blah. But his leadership as a governor and his leadership in the United States Senate has not been good for the state of Maine. And for some reason, even though he took advantage of legislation that he signed into law when he left office as governor and made millions of dollars in the windmill industry, no one in the Maine media seems to be very interested in the story, although the facts are real and apparent. So that's a factor. You know, you had a couple of entrenched incumbents in Shelley and Angus. Angus served 8 years as governor, and he served 12 as a senator, and he's about to theoretically serve another 6 more, although who knows how that may all work out, because I have speculations about that as well. But we'll talk about those another day. And then up north, you know, Austin Terrio put up a valiant fight against three-term incumbent Jared Golden. Again, we had a bunch of entrenched incumbents here. Jared Golden, a little more vulnerable, obviously, because Donald Trump consistently wins that district and wins it handily. But what is the real reason there was no real change here? And I think it really comes down to fear. There's a letter to the editor to the day, and I have no idea who she is. Her name is Beth Franklin. It's actually more of a column. She apparently is out of Cumberland, Maine. And she blames this election results on Fox News. You know, you've got to have boogeymen out there. And while the left owns 85% of the media in this country, you have MSDNC, which is known as MSNBC, but they are nothing but a Democratic propaganda tool. CNN, unfortunately, has abandoned its once wonderful journalistic endeavor to become yet another mouthpiece for the left. every major newspaper in the country is either left or has trended left. Even the Wall Street Journal, which I still love, has been infiltrated to some degree. The major networks are all left. ABC, NBC, CBS, and because they're left nationally, their affiliates locally trend left as well. But what does Beth Franklin of Cumberland, Maine believe? She believes the reason the election went the way it did is because of Fox News, which is fascinating. And I think what she's hoping, because, you know, she seems like she does somewhat pay attention by her letter, or her, I guess it's an op-ed, it's pretty long. When Fox would tell the truth, she thought it was terrible. She thought it was awful. But what's really interesting about all of that is Fox has, on average, about 4 million viewers a day. About 4 million. That's what the average annually is. Daily average is about 4 million. You know, sometimes some of the shows hit 5 million, but on average, it's about 4 million people a day. Now, there are 340 million people in the country, but somehow or another, according to Beth Franklin of Cumberland, a network that hits about 4 million people a day on average was the reason that the election went to Trump. And I just find it fascinating. And what's interesting about it is what she called Fox News out on were things they told that were the truth. And it was just sort of crazy. I mean, I'll give you this one here. Many Americans who voted for President-elect Trump can't believe that anyone in their right mind would vote for Kamala Harris. Well, I agree with her there. There's no doubt I believe that. Anybody in their right mind would not have voted for her. And this feeling was stoked by the former presidents calling her and all of the Democrats dangerous people and lunatics, that our country was doomed if she was elected. That's true. He did say that. I probably did, too. During my dark period, I was pretty hot at Harris for all the Nazi stuff and the Hitler stuff and existential threat to democracy. I guess Beth Franklin of Cumberland forgot all of that. You know, there's no doubt Donald Trump gave it good. But the Democrats roared back and gave it just as good. They were calling him Hitler-esque. They were calling him and his followers Nazis. Joe Biden repeatedly said Donald Trump, and so did Harris, was an existential threat to democracy, which is interesting because we're a constitutional republic, but I digress. So she apparently left out the part where, you know, they were doing the exact same thing, but somehow or another, because Fox News covered it, it was terrible. But here's the one that there are two here in her thing that I just find fascinating. Because she's upset at Fox for doing this, although they told the truth. Further, perhaps more critically, Harris was portrayed on Fox News headlines like this. Harris rallies across the country, repeating the same speech in different accents. Well, that's exactly what she did. I played them for you. I talked about it many, many times. The girl's never been below the Mason-Dixon line. She was largely raised in Montreal, Canada, and yet she would go into black churches and try to talk like she was a black preacher. We all know the cadence. We all know the voice. And even other news outlets were talking about the fact that Kamala Harris adopted various accents and dialects depending on where she was. But she was upset that Fox News said that in a headline. But it was also true. It was also very true. Very, very true. And then she blames the fact that in 2021, the Washington Post and the University of Maryland conducted a study to see where people got their news about politics and government. Among Democrats, the sources were varied and included CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. For Republicans, these were primarily two, local news and Fox News. Apparently, Ms. Franklin doesn't seem to understand that CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, New York Times, and Washington Post basically all say the same thing. They're all hardcore leftist propaganda agents. But the funniest one of all, and we got to go here, but the funniest one of all is when she said, before the election, 741 high-ranking national security officials from both parties issued a statement endorsing Harris. The letter stated, the election is a choice between serious leadership and vengeful impulsiveness. It's a choice between democracy and authoritarianism. Vice President Harris defends America's democratic ideas while President Trump endangers them. But the headline on Fox News, national security chiefs on letter backing Kamala Harris included many who signed the infamous Hunter Biden letter. Well, that's exactly what happened. 51 of those people did sign that letter, and they knew when they signed it, what they signed wasn't true.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, there's an update on how much employees are getting done on the job. The productivity number for the spring quarter is released, along with labor costs.